Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, Heather, let me do my best Seinfeld impression here, okay? Boxes. I need boxes. Anybody have some boxes? Where are all the boxes?
Bravo, Sarah. You know what really warms my heart? Receiving a happy birthday text from my orthodontist.
Well, they really care about you. That feeling when you say goodbye to your favorite corner store owner and he gets a little weepy. I yield much power, y'all.
You do indeed. Mandarin season, y'all. That's it. That's the tweet.
Have such a good day. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day.
The show that wants you to do just that. Hello, world. Hello, people of this beautiful world.
Hello,
how are
people.
You?
Hello, llamas. Hello, elk.
Oh, hello to all the animals.
All of God's creatures here on earth.
You know, yesterday I went by a booth that was the, like, ASPCA, and there was a really, you know, couple teenagers there. They're like, do you like animals?
I was in a rush, so like I couldn't stop to like hear his spiel.
Oh, like a booth outside a grocery store or something.
Yes, okay, exactly. And I was just like, oh my God, do I love animals? I mean, I give all my money to animals. And he was like, it was kind of a fun little like, this is, I'm going to give you this. I'm not going to stay and listen to your spiel, but don't worry. I already pay money to your institution.
I know. Isn't that funny how you, this happens to me all the time, not just with animal welfare groups, but you know, sometimes at a checkout from, you know, again, like a grocery store, it'll be like, would you like to donate to veterans today? And it's like, yeah, well, I would like to, but I can't do it every day. You know, mm-hmm, like I always feel the well, need yeah, to be like, these... I do care. And I'm a pretty cool person in general, as far as like supporting
everyone
else.
There's
got to
be some judgment from the checkers, you know, because we have a co-op and every day, like depending on what the, not promotion, but whoever they're supporting, mm-hmm, it's always like a roundup situation. So it's like, do you want to round up to the local hospice, you know? And the thing is like, I do it all the time. And it's like, mm-hmm, you know, it's a few cents here, 50 cents there, maybe 75 cents here and there. But like, you don't, it kind of just goes into like, you're hoping it's going to the right place. And then you feel really bad when you're just like, I can't do it today. You know, it's just like, I did it yesterday. I did it all month. I'm really sorry, but I do care. Like I'm a good person. I promise.
I know. Yeah. The other day I was,
then you spent like $8 on a thing of, you know, oat milk.
Yeah. I just can't do it today. Okay. I was at a grocery store that I don't go into very often. And, you know, there are a couple people in front of me, and the guy in front of me had donated to, I don't remember what the org was, but the cashier was like, you know, looked him in the eye and was like, thank you so much for your donation. And the guy was like, yeah, sure, you know, happy to do it. So he leaves, and then it's my turn. And then I wanted the cashier to also thank me. So I was like, yeah, you know, I can part with $5. And he was like, thank you so much for your donation. And I was like, well, he did it. So I felt compelled to, like, not like, oh, I'm under the gun here, but it was like, sure, he got such a good response. I was like, I want to get a good response, you know? So we're
like,
all,
I'm,
you know,
also, I'm equally as good.
Right. So the person behind me, I don't know if they did it or not, but I was like, it's sort of that pay it backward, forward, whatever, yeah, like, you know, like there was some momentum there and the cashier seemed genuinely glad about it. I don't think he was, uh-huh, any of the money was going to him particularly, but
sure,
you know, just one
but
of
he,
those
he
things.
Has to act glad. But you know, sometimes there'll be the thing, because if it's anything animals, 100% doing it. If it's hospice, yes, like there's certain things. But then sometimes it'll be like the local pumpkin patch or some random like Mandy's you know, group or like, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. No, I'm not gonna donate to that. Like, I don't know what that is. But
poor
anyway,
Mandy,
y'all,
what'd she ever do to you? She's just got her nice group. Jeez, Heather.
Well, y'all out there, if you're tuning in for the first time, this is this show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment and ours. Welcome. We are so happy to have you.
We really are. It's episode 218. And every week I go, wow, look at all the shows we've done. And we just keep chugging along because that's what we do.
Over 5 years, what, 6 years, maybe we're on to seven, Sarah. I don't know.
Well, I know we started in 2017. So do the math. Math is hard and all, but yeah, we're getting
up
there.
It's kind of girly math, though. I think I can handle it.
Girly math, yeah. So As everyone knows, and I don't want to belabor this too much because I've been talking about the last couple of weeks, but I am moving. As of this recording, I am moving in less than 48 hours. Well, at least the moving starts in less than 48 hours. And I've been pretty anxious about it. Nothing. I don't think my planning is going poorly. I've got movers. It's slightly complicated in that they have two pickup points. Because I don't even really know if I explained this. I don't care now because I'm leaving, but I've been staying with my mom. That's probably pretty obvious, but I've been staying with my mom for more than 6 months
in her garage.
Now. I moved over the summer. My previous apartment was sold. The property was sold. And I didn't totally know like where I wanted to go. And I felt like making decisions like, you know, moving to a new place and signing at least a year lease and all that stuff is like, not everybody has the luxury of being like, well, let me thoughtfully ruminate on this for a while. not everybody has that luxury. But I felt like if I'm under the gun, I don't totally know what I want to do, what I should do. So I've been really lucky to have a comfy place to land for some time. And, you know, my mom lives alone otherwise, so there's room for me. There's room for my animals. And it's been a really, really great situation and an option that I know not everybody has. Anyway, that said, I have set up temporary shop for anybody who ever sees me on video on DTNS. You know, I'm in a garage. I was in a garage at my previous place too, but this has been a lot more temporary. You know, I've more or less lived, you know, with a couple pairs of socks, a couple outfits. You know, I have
kind of refreshing, isn't
it? It's kind of refreshing because I didn't really want to unpack because I knew I wasn't going to be here for the long haul. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I didn't like decorate the guest room or anything like that.
It's going to be so fun to open your boxes and like basically go shopping in your own closet, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
New clothes I haven't seen for 6 months.
There have just been so many things that, you know, have been packed in a storage unit that I know what I have, but I know I'm going to open up a box and be like, oh, that's where I put it, you know? Because I've got a few things here totally. That are necessary for me to work. And just, I don't know, have basic, you know, toiletries, but not much else. So, so movers come Friday morning. We're recording this on Wednesday. So, you know, in just a couple of days.
Final countdown.
Yeah. They pack up everything that's in my mom's garage that I've been using, which is, I mean, it's a significant chunk of stuff, but it's not like an entire apartment. All of that, the, you know, the big stuff, you know, artwork and laundry baskets and just, you know, house things is all in a storage unit, which is not far from here. But it does mean that we're packing up a garage and then we're packing up a storage unit. So it might be a little chaotic, and that's, I'm bracing myself for that because these things happen. I noticed that on my kind of agreement that I made with this moving company, they said, hey, and we cannot guarantee the safe transport of plants because we can't keep them secure enough in the back. And sometimes, you know, the trucks are really hot. And I'm hoping this time of year that won't be too much of an issue. But it has been in the past. I mean, I've moved. I have a lot of plants and I really care about my plants. And I know they can't all make moves like this. But in the past, you know, the plants get unloaded, you know, from a truck and it's like, they're so wilty. There's soil everywhere. It's, you know, I'm going to assume that some, if not all of my plants will not be super happy on the other side, but I'm going to do my best. And then, you know, it's a long drive. It's about 7 hours without traffic from where I am to where I'm going to be. So the movers can't do that all in one day. You know, they sort of pack up and say, all right, we're getting on the road. I get on the road and kind of like see you in the morning type thing. So I've done this before a couple times and it's going to be okay. But there's a lot of anxiety involved. You know, I am sort of I'm not a pessimist, but I do sometimes focus on worst case scenarios just because I want to, you know, brace myself for the worst and expect the best, hope for the best. So we're going to do it. And
well, how's the weather on Friday? The last time I moved to LA, I drove 7 hours through basically that, what did they call it? Like the storm apocalypse or something. It was like,
oh, like the,
where everything was flooded.
Something. I don't know. I know what you're talking about. Well, Heather, I remember that because I believe I drove, you and I were both moving to LA to work for the same company at the time.
Yeah.
And I drove, I think it was like a day, maybe two before you. So that storm that you drove through, I remember sitting in my new apartment, you know, and I was safe and warm inside, but, you know, I still had like days of unpacking to do. And the rain was so torrential. I was like, gosh, I hope my new apartment doesn't leak because this seems like one of those days where a window would leak. It was a lot of rain. So I felt for you driving through that.
Well, I was in my Mini Cooper with my cat, Charlie, and the whole car was filled to the top, like a tiny Mini Cooper driving up over the Grapevine. And I was getting whipped around. Like, I will never forget that. it was like, I almost felt like, is it meant for me to move down here right now? Because it doesn't really feel
right, like the universe, come on, throw me a bone, okay? Yeah, we get it. Exactly. You don't want me to go. Yeah, so moving is fun. I mentioned boxes. I had a funny thing the other day where there's like a post office and a UPS store, a couple of them like pretty nearby here. And there are some boxes that, you know, you can kind of repurpose, like for anybody who does Chewy.com orders, if you have animals, like those boxes are actually pretty nice. If you save them, they're great to have later on. They're kind of big and sturdy. So, you know, I've got some of those because I do have at least, you know, clothing and electronics and things like that that I do need to pack. I mean, not everything has stayed packed, you know, over the last 6-7 months. But I still need a few more. It's always good to have extras. And you never, like the moving company, I've had a situation once or twice, you know, where the moving company like just has a bunch of extra boxes in the back. You know, if it turns out like, oh, we need to like repack a few things. But I've also been in a situation where they're like, well, we don't provide those. So, you know, I got to assume that they won't, right? Even if they say they do, just again, worst case scenario. So anyway, I think I'll just go to the UPS store and buy some boxes. So I go in there the other day and she's like, yeah, we just sort of do like packing for mailing. We don't offer boxes. And I was like, but what if I had to mail something really big? And she's like, yeah, well, we don't do that. So I was like, oh, okay. I just totally assumed that that's where I would get my extra boxes. So I went to the post office, same thing. And there was a woman who was like next to me in line at the post office. And when they turned me away, she was like, I know where you can get boxes. Okay. You know that SNL skit, The Californians, where the joke is always that, you know, you have to take all these freeways to, you know, go somewhere. She was like, okay, so you go down Marlowe, you hang a right on Piner. And then you know where like Airway Avenue hits Piner, where that Jack in the Box is. Then you make a left. And then there's like some like boxes place. And I'm thinking like, you know, at the time I was just sort of frustrated. So I just sort of thanked her and I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And so I'm kind of driving in that direction and I'm like, I didn't even ask her where it was. Like, what am I doing? I'm just like going to drive down a street looking for boxes. This is dumb. So I abandoned that, that whole thing. My mother, the lovely woman she is, somehow found some Dole banana boxes from a grocery store that are actually they're actually pretty nice. They're not as sturdy as the Chewy boxes, but whatever, we're gonna make it work. She got some boxes. I figured out, you know, how to sort of repack a few things, so we're in good shape. I still kind of walk in circles thinking, what have I forgotten? Yeah. I know I've forgotten something because this feels too easy. You know, I'm too prepared. Something must go wrong. And I don't know what it is yet, but I'm trying to just lean into like, maybe this will be a really easy move. Maybe.
Could be. Yeah. It could be. You're a professional at this point, but Murphy's Law, you know, good old Murphy is going to throw a wrench somewhere. And I'm sure that your mom can ship you something or you'll be back. And, you know, maybe it won't be that important, whatever you leave behind. But at this point, you have moved so many times.
Yeah.
I think it'll go smoothly. I mean, it can never go perfectly smoothly, but I have high hopes for you.
Thank you. One other thing, and this is, you know, it's like I feel if I speak it into existence, I might jinx myself. But in the interest of disclosure, the apartment that I'm moving to is really cool. However, I have never been inside it. LA is not that far away. I could have gone down and taken a look at it before I signed my lease, but someone else went in my place, took a lot of photos, a lot of video. Landlord, I've FaceTimed with him. You know, we know that we're both real people. He's seen Otis the dog. You know, it all feels really good. However, I have never moved anywhere sight unseen. Never. Even I once lived in San Francisco and that apartment I told you about where it was raining when I moved in, even that apartment, because it was in LA and a friend of mine had seen it. There was just like a for rent sign and I don't know, she got in there and was just like, oh my God, Sarah, it's your dream apartment. But for whatever reason, she hadn't taken any pictures. She just explained it to me. And I was like, it sounds great, but like, you know, I got to go down there and look at it. I flew down to LA for like just a couple hours, like got off the plane at LAX, went to the apartment, met the realtors, realty company, said, okay, this is indeed amazing. Thank you. Got back on a plane and came home. And I just had to do that for peace of mind. This time around, I sort of didn't have, I don't know, time or really kind of the disposable income to do something like that. So I'm going to guess that there are no dead bodies in the closet and everything is as it's supposed to be. I know where the key is hidden when I show up with the movers a few days from now, and it's kind of cray cray. It's kind of cray cray. So I'm leaning into how much fun it's going to be to like unpack and put stuff back on the walls and make it my own and buy a couple new plants. And yeah, you know, we're on our way, Heather.
So where are the keys? How did you get the keys?
No, they're just hidden for me. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So that would be so fun to open the door. It's almost like a game show. You're like, you won this apartment and you get to see it for the first time.
Yeah.
It's going to be so exciting. And you're going to like jump up for joy, you know, with your arms up in the air.
Yeah.
No, it'll be great. Well, I can't wait to hear about it when you land.
Thank you.
Which is very soon.
No.
I'll be here at the edge of my seat. Speaking of being at the edge of your seat.
Okay.
Have you seen yet, Sarah, the new movie on Netflix called Leave the World Behind?
I have not.
So this is a movie that came out about a week ago, a little less than a week ago. I've been trying to see it ever since, but I've been too busy. Sam Esmail, he did Mr. Robot. I don't know if you saw that show, but he's obviously very talented. Mm-hmm. He's very obsessed with like technology going awry. Mr. Robot was about a hacker. This is more about like a cyber attack. It stars Julia Roberts. And
oh my gosh. You're like the third person this week to tell me that it was really good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not fun. I actually said, oh, that was fun at the end of the movie. And my boyfriend's like, it wasn't fun. Like, that's not the right word. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Okay. It was entertaining. It was Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's so great.
Right.
So basically it's a family. One thing that I noticed right away was, Julia Roberts in the movie was married to Ethan Hawke. I didn't feel the vibe. I didn't feel the chemistry between them. I'm not sure about that casting, but no big deal. They were kind of a kind of a cranky couple that came from Brooklyn. They took their kids to the coast, you know, in New York, and you know, they wanted to go on a little vacation, so they rented an Airbnb. And then some interesting things start happening. The gist of it is that they lose modern conveniences like bit by bit, like the internet, GPS, cell service, you know, like things are happening in the world. It's like a global event. Mm. Pretty cool. Like it's, if anything, it's good food for thought. I enjoyed it. I recommend it. Y'all listening, if you're in our Discord, let me know when you see it and we'll have a little chitty chat about it. We'll do a little deconstruction. I always like doing that with movies. But I've got a little bit of a raspy voice today, or I have had a raspy voice for this whole week, actually. I can't seem to get rid of it. I can't seem to catch up on my sleep and my rest and my quiet time. Ever since we got back from New Orleans, I feel like I've been just rushing to just do everything. I don't have any downtime. You know, I haven't even been able to like play my games or spend as much time like doing my morning games. You know, I haven't even played Wordle today.
Oh, actually, I haven't either. I hadn't even thought about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I usually do in the morning, but I'm not complaining at all. I had a really fun birthday. It kind of lasted a week. It was very eventful. I had a lot of, you know, local friends come over, you know, over the weekend. And then I had a friend, a really good friend, and her son come up over the weekend. So I was very tied up. Like I was socially, I was doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're hosting.
I was hosting. And so by the time my actual birthday came around on Sunday, I was kind of tired. And we had all these plans that day, you know, to go to this, like, it was like this open market thing and the breakfast and the brunch and the movie. We went to a matinee and then we had a dinner and we were out all day. And it was so fun, but I was just like,
wiped.
Ooh, man, I started, by the time dinner rolled around, I was wiped out. And again, really fun. Just so many wonderful things. My boyfriend's very, very good at birthdays. He's not a Christmas guy. I've mentioned this before. We will not do presents at Christmas, but he spoils me on my birthday. And he just, you know, it's special. It's the day you were born. I mean, a lot of people feel that way. I do too. You know, I come downstairs and, you know, he's got all these things wrapped on the table, and he made me a movie, like, which I'm going to post on the web, hopefully today. I haven't had a chance, but when we went to Joshua Tree back in 2019, we went since then, but this is a trip we did when we were still living in LA, and he rented an 8mm camera, like a Super 8. Mm-hmm. And, we shot a little movie like in Pioneertown, 'cause they have like that little, it's like a little Western set, you know, it's a really cute little like small town, and they have, you know, sort of these storefronts that it looks like a little like Western set. And so we kind of had fun and did a weird, you know, like a weird silent movie. And, you know, it was like 4 years ago. And I kept asking him over the years, like, when are we going to develop that footage? Like, I can't wait to see it. And so he totally surprised me. I had forgotten about it. You know, we're 2023 now. He, you know, that was part of my birthday gift. He cut together like a 3.5 minute movie. And it's so fun, Sarah. I have to send it to you.
That's very thoughtful.
It was amazing. And he used The Poor Things, you know, the movie, The Poor Things, that I'm so obsessed with. It's the one that already came out, but I can't see it up here because I live in the boondocks. It's the soundtrack, 'cause I love it so much. And he used that soundtrack. So it's kind of a, like, it has a little bit of a like European new wave, like David Lynch vibe, which is so perfect. Super fun. I also got a lot of love from my healthcare providers. They were off the chain this year. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was the pandemic that like softened their hearts. But I got like a text from my local pharmacy saying, you know, our team at RC Pharmacy hopes you have an amazing day. My dentist, my orthodontist, it was kind of amusing. You know, I think I might have overpacked my week. I'll be fine. My Christmas is less eventful, even though I have been wooed down to Los Gatos, my hometown, next week for a kind of a little high school reunion, not an official one, but with all the girls that I was really close to. I don't know if I can do it. I have completely overpacked my schedule, and I need a week to just clean all the clothes off my chair. Like, it's mountainous. I mean, I can always tell when I'm too busy because there's certain sections of my house that get neglected.
Right. Yeah.
And one of those is like a monstrous pile of clothes that I take them off and then I, you know, throw them on there and I don't hang them. I'm digging through there. Like last night, I'm trying to find my pajamas, you know? But I'm really grateful. I felt the love, you know, just trying to kind of get back to people. And I'm very grateful. That's all I have to say is, you know, hopefully next year I'll carve out a little time to chill out. But I'm just really grateful for all the fun.
Yeah. Maybe that should be next year for your birthday. You're just going to have like a week of chilling.
Exactly. In fact, I had a belated birthday champagne thing with my stepmom last night. It was really, really sweet. And her birthday is on Friday. And so we always kind of celebrate our birthday close. You know, we're very close in our birth dates. And she told me, she's like, a friend booked a reservation for dinner at this fancy restaurant, but I told her I didn't want to go. She's like, I just want to have a quiet birthday. Like, I want to stay home. And I was like, good for you. Good for you for knowing what you want to do.
Yeah. My birthday, I have my birthday, you know, I mean, obviously it falls on different days of the week depending on the year, but it's always kind of fun where I'm like, oh, good, my birthday's on Saturday. Sweet. You know, like I don't have to like deal with people. Well, I always have to deal with people, but, you know, it's not a traditional work day as much as my week Monday through Friday is. But a couple of years ago, I remember working on my birthday and it wasn't like anybody was like being rude to me or anything. People knew it was my birthday, but I was working. It was just a work day. And you know, I'm a very low-key birthday person in general. Like, don't make a fuss. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And yet I remember that day being just like slightly more annoyed about everything. Someone asks me to do something and you kind of have that like under your breath, like, you know, it's my birthday. You could just do it yourself. You know, that sort of thing. And it was like, by the end of the day, I just felt like, just not like super put out, but slightly put out. So since then, I just take the day off. That's what I do. If it's on a weekend and I, you know, there's not a ton of stuff to do anyway, all good. You know, if there's something pressing that I simply can't ignore until the next day, fine. But for the most part, nobody asks me for shit on my birthday. And that's the way I like it. And that, you know, that makes it fun. Because then I, if I'm stressed out, it's just my own doing.
Exactly. No, exactly. And, you know, you have to be, I really do think you have to put limits on stuff. If not, you're just going to lose your mind.
Right.
So good for you, Sarah.
Thank you. By the way, the cleaners are on the other side of this wall. So if you hear a vacuum, you're not crazy. I hear it too. Well, Heather, I wanted to talk a little bit about AI. And I know some of you are already rolling your eyes like, oh my God, that's all anyone can talk about.
She talked about it last week. Yeah.
You know, but I'm not talking, I don't really want to talk about like, or is AI going to take people's jobs? Because yeah, it actually is going to, but there are also new jobs that can be created because of that. And it's not all doom and gloom at all, in my opinion. And we're also just, we're in such early days that people go like, these tools are so powerful. Ah, power is frightening. And I get that. You know, I feel that to some extent. I also just, it's sort of like, we need to all just get on the bus here. Because it's not just going to stop. Yeah, there might be some regulation that makes things that could be potentially super dangerous less dangerous. But we're just not there yet. We don't really know. It's all just like, it's a big old sandbox. Like we're all just playing in it and trying to figure out how it works. Well, I obviously think about this a lot because I talk about it a lot for work, you know, and have discussions about with people about this for work, even if I didn't care personally. I do think about this a lot, just as, you know, it's just part of my weekly thing. And because of that, I've experimented with, you know, the chat GPTs and the Bards and, you know, Meta's got a thing, Llama and, you know, Microsoft, has its, and Microsoft and OpenAI are working together and it's all, you know, there's a lot to unpack, but really, I'm trying to find something in my daily, maybe not even every day, but in a regular part of my life where this helps me. And I'm struggling with that a little bit. Now, just recently, I got a gig, a freelance gig, and I'll talk about that later because it hasn't started yet. So in another episode, but a freelance gig, which is pretty cool. It's a podcast gig. But the folks who run the company who would be paying me, I haven't worked with before. And they were like, do you have like a scope of work that you want to send over? And I was sort of like, I would kind of rather you do it and then me look it over, you know, just so I get a better sense of what you expect from me. You know, it's sort of like when someone says, well, what kind of salary do you want? And you're sort of like, well, what kind of budget do you have? You know, because I don't want to say something that's going to like throw everything off. So scope of work, and they sent over something, and it was actually the contract I felt was overly complicated for what we were doing. You know, and there were there were a couple clauses, and you know, it was pretty boilerplate. This is a fairly large company, so it wasn't like, oh, I'm being taken advantage of. It was just sort of like, maybe I should just write this myself. You know, like, let's maybe scrap this and, like, start, you know, from a different angle. So I used a couple AI programs to just be like, I'm a podcaster, you know, here's the deal, you know, added some details, write me a scope of work. I was extremely impressed by what I got back. Now, of course, you have to, like, look that over with a very fine-tooth comb and make sure that, you know, things are as you want them to be. I mean, everyone, there's stories all over the place like AI got the date wrong. You know, AI said that was 4 years ago, but it was eight. You know, it's like there's a lot of gotcha going on. And that's just, I think, a great reminder to all of us. Like, Yeah, you can't just write your book report using ChatGPT if you're in college. I mean, you can try, but, you know, you really need to... You have got to be the final copy editor, you know, and
absolutely,
especially when, you know, I'm just kind of talking about words on a page, but, you know, this goes for visual art and all sorts of stuff.
But then also you feel like it's like you're an imposter. It's like you want to put some effort into it that's your own. I mean, it's like that I'd feel bad about myself if I, you know, found assistance on everything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, right. It's a tool. It's not a crutch. Yeah. I guess sometimes it can be a crutch, but it should be a tool. That's kind of how I'm approaching it. Anyway, scope of work, wrote it out. You know, I made some changes, sent it over. That actually worked out really well. And I was like, you know, that saved me several hours. It really did. Mm-hmm. It wasn't totally painless, but that was a great example of where this came in really handy. And I was impressed. But I don't write scope of works all that often. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not in an educational setting where I'm in an educational setting in the sense that I constantly am doing research on topics so that I can talk about them with some sort of authority. So in that sense, I'm constantly, you know, trying to absorb information. But, you know, I'm not in school. And I find myself often being like, okay, how would AI help me here? And I think it's probably because I'm a creature of habit and I'm also a bad delegator. You know, I've mm-hmm. managed teams in the past and I've never really enjoyed it. I don't think it's where I shine. I much prefer to be like, I'm kind of that person who's like, if you want to get it done right, do it yourself, which can be stressful and also counterproductive, especially when you're managing a team. But I just tend to sort of be like, you know, it's just easier to do it myself. I know how to do it. So I'm just going to do it this way. And I want to be a little bit more open going forward to, especially because, you know, the timing couldn't be better, right? I got a new apartment. My office is not going to be in a garage for the first time in over 4 years. And, you know, I have a...
You're moving on up, Sarah.
I have a great opportunity to kind of just reset some stuff, you know? I have lots of rituals that I know I could do better or just not do at all. I don't know, create new ones kind of thing. So this is, I know I'm speaking extremely broadly. People are like, well, how's AI going to help you in your new apartment? I don't really know yet, but it's more of just I have an opportunity to wipe the slate somewhat clean. And, you know, I am taking on more work, so I'm going to be busier. But maybe a lot of that busy work that I already have, instead of me just being like, well, now I have so much less free time because I'm taking on more work. I mean, I need more money. So, you know, apartments cost money. So it's like, of course, more work, more money. That makes sense. But if I don't have any free time, then I become a sad individual, you know, and I'm grumbly. You know, it's kind of how you feel over your last week. You're like, I had so much fun, but I'm really tired. You know, yeah. I can't do that all the time. So it's a little bit more of, okay, time management, maybe some tools that I'm not taking enough advantage of. And, you know, let's see where we are in a couple of months. I'm cautiously
very
optimistic.
Exciting, Sarah. I think that's the way to be. And I always enjoyed, maybe that's why I took risks and took new jobs when they seemed exciting and maybe slightly more exciting than what I was currently, you know, the job I was currently in, or anything just new and different. I just love to shake it up. Like, maybe I'm a bit of a chameleon, but I always enjoyed that, like, new apartment, you know, new, different car, you know, different desk, you know, just a different set of scenery. It's funny, my sister and I talk about this a lot because she's way different than me in that way. She doesn't like change. She was sort of, you know, in the same kind of school institution for over 20 years. She doesn't like to move around. I just like thrive on it. And I think you're similar. It's nice to do something different. You know, life is short. Life is long.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to be sort of, you know, I wouldn't say that I'm, if I'm in a rut, let's just, you know, use that term. I'm not always sort of conscious of that until later when I go, gosh, I'm glad I made this change. You know, I mean, even like, I don't know, imagine like a sad breakup you've had in the past and you're just like wallowing in how sad you are about it, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe you're mad. It's negative. It's a negative experience. Yeah. And you know, I've done that so many times where I move apartments or just start doing something that was would have been totally bonkers, you know, just a couple mm-hmm. months before. And all of a sudden your brain kind of shifts and you're like, oh yeah, that situation was sad, but I'm on the move. That's in the rearview mirror instead of this is like surrounding me and I can't get out of it. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it totally does. You know, I wanted to mention this. This isn't AI related, but it kind of makes me think of that movie I was talking about earlier in the show and just technology evolving very quickly. The night of my party, we live where there's no ambient light. So like the stars and when the moon is full, it is so bright. Mm. I still can't get used to it. But we were going in and out of the house. Usually I'm not out at night. I mean, there's wild animals here. Like I very rarely, you know, unless I'm going to a restaurant, I'm in the car, but it's like, I'm not walking around on the property, but we were going in and out because the DJ was here. We were setting up the lights. So we had the garage open and it was cold. It was like a cold, like around 8 o'clock. I'm just like rushing in and out. And the weirdest thing, I don't know if you saw this, Sarah, but I look up in the sky and there's this long string of lights that looked like stars. They looked exactly like stars, but they were moving in a procession, like as if it was Santa and his reindeer, like going through the sky. It was really bizarre looking. And we couldn't figure it out until we Googled it. I don't know if you heard about this, but it was
Santa,
the Starlink. Oh. Yeah, I wish. I mean, it's a little too early, Santa, but maybe he was going on a practice run. But it was the Starlink satellites. I mean, it was an Elon Musk thing.
Yeah.
But it was a trip. I had never seen it, and it felt so like X-Files. I was like, "What is that? It's aliens! Oh my God!" We were all out there, just like, "What the fuck?" That was kind of a fun experience. But I wanted to switch gears quickly before we wrap the show, Sarah. I thought this could be a fun little chat.
All right.
I mean, in light of, you know, sort of the recent hubbub of the birthday and social stuff, I was thinking a lot about, you know, I'm on a lot of text threads, and I know you are too. And, you know, sometimes it is hard to keep up with everything. I think more and more people start talking about that because we've never had so many connections. I mean, I feel like I have so many people in my life that I want to keep in touch with for various reasons. And sometimes I do wonder, you know, am I an overharder? You know, like the emoji reactions that we have to texts. It's like this etiquette thing. We only have currently on iOS, you know, we only have like the 5 reactions. We have the thumbs up, the heart, the double exclamation point, the question mark, the ha ha. And so, you know, this has been, we've had this for a while. This isn't anything new. I believe with the new OS, Sarah, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, that 17.2, aren't they supposed to introduce a few more emoji reactions? Or is that just for Android?
No, I don't really know about Android, but I have 17.2 on my phone. I can just look at it.
Because I feel like
right
it's
now.
I think that they did add a few. I don't think it's the whole library. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I would think that maybe Apple's gonna start doing that at some point, because why not? You know, I feel like even adding 5 more so that you have the range of emotions, because, you know, I feel a little limited. But, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, I have, you know, like my sister, for example, she doesn't do a lot of the hearting unless it's like really, you know, really means something. And I'm maybe a little bit more liberal with my hearts. You know, I'm like, yay, it's a beautiful sunny day out, heart, you know, instead of like thumbs up. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, and I'd love to hear from y'all out there about this. Like, what is your style? You know, how do you react to texts, and are you self-conscious about it? So for example, I think the thumbs up is probably the most controversial, because it's, you know, I mean, I think it can be really, really simple in the sense that, you know, you're like, I'm going to go pick up takeout, at, you know, the Chinese restaurant. And then you're like, you know, thumbs up. Okay, cool. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm on my way home. Thumbs up. It can be otherwise. It's sort of like, it can be bland. It can be empty. It can be, it reminds me a little bit of like, you know, the thumbs up emoji has always kind of been a little bit, it's like maybe a little, what
passive
is it?
Aggressive?
It doesn't really stir a lot of, a little passive aggressive. It's kind of like when you say word, you're like word up, you know, like it doesn't really stir a lot of emotion. It is what it is though, you know, and it's fine. I use it quite a bit. I'm sure y'all do too, but the heart, you know, I do believe it should be used when you really love something, right? Because it is a heart. I wonder sometimes if maybe I'm a little bit too like, you know, easy with it, you know, it's like hearting too many things. And like, what does that say about me? Like maybe I'm a little too liberal with it.
Well, it's kind of like, it's like, okay, so let's say I were to text you and I were to be like, you know, maybe we're going to meet up on Saturday. Like, can't wait to see you. Miss you so much. Like, you would hurt that.
Of course.
If you thumbs up it, I would be like, well, so you don't miss me? You know, it's like, there's a lot of subtext that goes on. It's sort of like when, or if I say, hey, I'm running 15 minutes late, and you write back, okay. It's like, okay, message received. But if you write back, okay, period, it's like, ah, shit, she's mad at me that I'm late.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like
totally.
These little
exactly
things.
Right.
And I mean, I've even gotten into it with people before where I said something and it was not received the way I intended it. And I was like, you know, later on, there's like a, you know, not necessarily an argument, although there have been, but something where, you know, the person's sort of like, well, and then you said that. And I'm like, oh, I didn't mean that though. Like you didn't, if I would have been in front of you, you know, my voice inflection, you would have known that I was either kidding or not mad or, you know, something like that.
Well, there's, like you said, there's a lot of subtext, but sometimes there is no meaning behind what you do. Like, it's just kind of like you're in a rush and you're just, you're responding. But you know, I would say the heart, you may not want to use that in like a professional setting. You know, I think, you know, you don't want to be too flip about it.
I shouldn't sign off my email to my boss. Love ya.
Oh God. Tell me about it. It's so funny. There's a woman I'm working with right now who, speaking of just sort of, you know, somewhat awkward, sign offs, you know, we've talked about this before ad nauseum on the show. But I have this one woman who every single time, even if she's responding to an email saying, thanks, you know how people do that? You're like, you, and then it's just thanks. And then, but their signature comes up again. And so you have this long thread of like their signature and it says, highest regards, highest regards, highest regards. And it's just like, oh my God, you're beating me over the head with highest regards. You know, what does
but
that
they're
mean
so
exactly?
High, Heather. They're so high.
High. I don't even know this person, really. I've never met them in person. But it's just funny. I love unpacking this stuff.
Me too.
And I would love to hear from y'all out there about, you know, how do you feel? Are you a kind of person that is hesitant to heart a text because maybe it's too puts your heart out there on the table kind of thing? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Please do. Yeah.
And I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, we're demanding it because we didn't get a whole lot of emails over
no
the
choice.
Last week. And,
no.
You know,
we're very upset. You
know, maybe nothing resonates with you and you just say, I love Heather and Sarah. They lull me to sleep with their boring conversations, which is that would be kind of cool.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, it's like, hey.
Good night's sleep. You know? It's hard to come by.
That's what we're doing for you. You know what? Just now that I'm thinking about it, I have like just like the funny anecdote about hearting things. And this is actually, it's not emoji stuff or, you know, the written word, but... And in fact, now that I'm moving back to LA, I should see if he's still doing his thing. But I used to have this dermatologist, because sensitive skin, blah blah blah, dermatology. And I had tried a few folks, you know, because I was just like, I don't know, I was having some skin sensitivity at the time, and I finally found this doctor who's like really popular, you know. So it's like kind of hard to get an appointment type thing. It's a bustling office. You know, it's LA, so everybody's, you know, trying to look their best, you know, kind of that sort of vibe. But I really liked him. He was a great doctor. And I think this is just the rule, like a man doctor is not in the room with a woman patient by themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if it's not something gynecological. Anyway, he always had like an assistant with him. So,
sure.
You know, we'd do whatever, you know, sometimes we were just talking, you know, like maybe he's like, write me a prescription for, you know, face cream or whatever. But it wasn't like we were ever alone. But every time, you know, and he was sort of always kind of in a hurry, you know, talks fast. And, you know, and when it was time to be like, okay, and I'll, you know, call the front desk if you need to come back, let us know how it's going. And he'd put his hand on my knee and go, love you. And then he'd walk out of the room. And like the first time he did it, I was like, I wonder if that was just like a weird thing, because I know he's got kids. And, you know, sometimes people with kids will say things where you kind of go like, that's not totally what you would say to an adult. But sometimes when you're surrounded by kind of kids speak, you say things like, I have to go potty.
Sure.
You know, sure. That kind of thing. You know, but I had seen him a few times and that was always his sign off. Love you. And it was
funny.
Was cute. It was not like weird to me at all. And
yeah,
but I also was like, I wonder if he really like adores me, or if that's just kind of the way he is with everybody, to sort of like, yeah, you know, have that nice bedside manner. I don't know. I never asked him about it, but I was probably told that he loved me by him, you know, 3 or 4 times, and I started to really appreciate it.
I like that. It sounds very LA. But I want to mention one more thing before we wrap up. So Sarah and I are on camera. We can see each other. We, you know, obviously the show's only audio, but I have to say our hair this morning is
great.
We've got some major bedhead. But I'm also wearing a shirt. It's just very apropos to the show content today that has a big heart on it.
It does.
And Sarah's also wearing a shirt that has a red Santa Cruz logo. We're kind of matchy-matchy. And yesterday, I don't know, it's this 11-11 thing that keeps happening to me. Yesterday, I had a conference call with this documentary that I'm working on with two guys. And we hadn't talked in over a month. You know, we're on a Zoom. You know, we pop on. We're all three of us wearing black and white, like in such a cool matchy-matchy way, like as if we sent a memo out, like, you know, black and white stripes with like a black cap. It was kind of amazing. we were very synced up. I got a lot of amusement out of that.
I will say, Heather, and thank you for noticing my bedhead, because I've got it. Well, so here's what happens. So because, you know, I had to cut my hair, you know, I mean, I didn't cut my hair off, but I cut it back because, you know, chemo hair, I just needed to. It was so just, ugh. But now it's like coming back in force. So, you know, give me a year, I'm going to look great. But right now it's so like, because my hair, the individual hairs are very fine. It's like your hair. You and I have very similar hair. It's like, it just, especially right after I wash it, it just wants to like go up. It's like so fluffy, which is awesome. But what happens is, especially if I wash my hair at night, you know, even if my hair's dry by the time I, you know, hit the pillow, I mean, in the morning, it's just like alfalfa. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. Like I have to like hairspray it down a little bit. I sort of don't because I don't give a fuck. But if I were to...
Maybe you should use some gel or something.
If I were to be in a situation where I, you know, had to be in public and, you know, wearing a hat was not going to happen, then yes, I would try. But I have... my hair is defying gravity a bit as it...
it is fluffy.
As it's in its ugly duckling grow out stage. But, you know, I'm just happy to have it. Happy to have it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really thick and you've got a lot of it. So yeah, you should be grateful for that.
Oh man. Boy, did I not like chemo hair. That was not fun. I empathize with anybody who
never again,
who had it a lot harder than I have. So yeah, cheers to bedheads, everybody. Cheers to you.
And cheers to y'all out there, our wonderful patrons.
Yes, we love our patrons. If you're a patron, you know who you are. We'd love more patrons. We're a proud and small community of a show here, but we'd love more of you. If you listen to the show for free, that won't change. You might say, I sure love this show, but you know, some of the ads that I hear, I'd love it if there weren't ads. Well, become a patron and you won't hear any. So that's one perk. Patrons at $5 or month, per month or more, if you can part with that. Obviously pay your local animal shelter and the veterans first. But if that's something that you could donate to us, I don't know if I would call it a donation, you know, a patronage, You can get into our Discord. It's not mandatory, but we sure appreciate it. It's really fun to see what everybody else is doing between shows throughout the week. Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find out more about directly supporting our show.
And guess what, Sarah? Tina B is back.
What up, Tina?
She popped out, you know, life gets busy. So good to see her. She's back in our Discord, kind of updating us on what she's been up to. We're stoked to see you here, Tina. She's been part of the core group since day one, I think. And we're stoked. We're stoked to have her back.
Indeed. Tina, welcome back. We know life gets in the way. In fact, we've had quite a few patrons over the years sort of like, oh, you sort of stop seeing that familiar name. And then they come back and go, I had a baby. Or, yeah, my work got weird. Or I moved across the country. Or, you know, it's just, we know. We know how life is. We really, really appreciate each and every one of you. Couldn't do it without you. And that is the truth.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Well, Heather, the next time you see me,
you'll be in La La Land.
It won't be me. That's a Twin Peaks line. That's extremely random. But it will be me, but I will be in a different place. I will be in a different place. I might be in so a little exciting. Bit of disarray. I might be a little frazzled, but I will be here. And we will be doing Have Such a Good Day. And we hope you all have a great one. Until next time, I will remain Sarah.
And we will be frazzled together, Sarah. And I will always be Heather forever.
Have such a good day.
Late.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.